Irwin, GA, Haskell. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia, September 12, 1899. Dear Brethren Irwin and Haskell, W.C. White has brought me the letter written to you in which the statement is made that the neglect of the men in responsible positions to heed the appeals that have been made for the southern field, and closing their senses, so that they should not do the very work of God that they should do, left the burden upon the workers to feel free to go anywhere, in any part of the American field, and call directly upon the people and ask them to help, their means not to pass through any office or society. Also, those who are workers in these destitute fields, if those who are as stewards over the works which should demand their interest and their help, neglect their responsibility, then those who understand the necessities of the field have a perfect right to bring their case before the hearts of those who are not sealed and solicit help. I am sorry to have to say this, but the Lord's work in His vineyard must be done. And if the men in responsible positions make no special effort to prepare the way for the workers, they must devise and plan to prepare their own way. I am so sorry the wonderful liberality that expressed itself in the General Conference has been, after a limited donation, as disappointing as was acted in the Norman case. I think our people have had a representation, in the providence of God, of the depth of their repentance. God pity His cause, is my prayer. When the Conference show themselves as zealous as in their prayers and in their confessions at the General Conference, and bear the fruit that testifies of the character of a good tree, then the Lord will work, giving them that repentance that needeth not to be repented of. I am very anxious to learn how Dr. Kellogg is conducting the work. His letter to Dr. Caro was read to me by the doctor, and this letter expressed the same determination to not try to be connected with Seventh-day Adventists. He expressed his great disappointment in his feelings that they were not enthused with the meeting. He spoke of it as a grand meeting, appreciated by all but the ministers in our denomination. And he said this meeting at Gull Lake had convinced him it was no use to expect cooperation from the Seventh-day Adventists. I have not directed any recently written letter to the Dr. Kellogg. This mail bears letters that may surprise you, but I dare withhold nothing. I wish I could see you and converse with you. Last Sunday we were looking around for a location for the sanitarium. We mean to begin as soon as we can find a location. We were looking last Wednesday at Maitland for a place for camp meeting. We rode 27 miles with the two Jessies. It was a hilly road, and we could not drive fast. We ate our lunches by the wayside, then in East Maitland stepped into our carriage with our tired horses to visit West Maitland. This had been, during the last rains, under water. The water came up 15 feet, and Hunter River was as high as 18 feet above its usual rise. The water did not do much damage, but not a bit of land could we find that was safe to have our camp meeting. The small fairgrounds that had been flooded were very sickening. This was an extra 8 miles farther. Then we returned to East Maitland, and here are two desirable places I think we can obtain. There has been a large, roomy house secured on a high rise of ground, a beautiful flower garden and chicken house and outbuildings in excellent order, for the sum of 14 shillings. It was thought best for Sarah and Elder Daniels and myself to take the cars directly to Newcastle and on to Sydney. We had just time to run from the wagon to the cars and just step on the train, and we were off. Sabbath, I spoke at Ashfield. Expected to speak at Stanmore, but after all the journeying, I was sick. We had an excellent meeting at Ashfield. Good meeting reported from Stanmore. Sunday, Brother Starr met with church officers in Parramatta. He was much gratified with the meeting. Sunday evening, Brother Daniels spoke in the hall at Leichhardt. About 300 were present. All listened with deep interest. These meetings are to be kept up, not lecturing or preaching in the little churches, but in securing halls and getting at the people. A collection was taken, which paid for hall and 16 shillings beside. This effort is helping our people to see that it is not the will of God, for us, to be shut in so much with our own people in our labor, but take meetings to halls and make earnest efforts to let our light shine forth to those who are in darkness. The matter is urged upon me that we must press out in new places and arouse and educate the people. We must possess active energy to seek and to save the lost. Cast in the seed, and there is another powerful agency that works with our human effort through speech to communicate the word and to sow the seed of truth. The sleepless, ever-active, unseen agencies are at work to secure the great results, the saving of the soul. We must pray in faith and trust, committing all to God after we have done our best. Man is not the mighty power of God, which takes care of the seed sown. We must pray and work and wait patiently, and watch unto prayer. Our work is aggressive. The Sunday after, we took the 9 o'clock morning train for Pennant Hills, and were out until the 5 o'clock train, Brethren John Wessels, Morse, Sharp, Sarah, and I. Brother Radley met us with his team, and Brother Schoey's son with his father's team. Doctors Caro and Reiki joined us afterwards, and we rode all around to see what places would be favorable. There are some very beautiful places, but land is beyond our reach, I fear. Oh, if some good, liberal soul would only give us the land in some desirable location. Land is 2, 3, and 5 pounds a foot. We returned to Strathfield. I could not sleep after 11 o'clock, and commenced writing most earnestly in regard to the completion of an article on the overdoing of the picture-making. We had important meetings on Monday again. Monday afternoon we went in the two-wheel trap to Ride, beautiful location for an institution, but we are to look again in a day or two. Returned home in evening train Monday evening. Sister Wilson writes for me to come Sunday to Wall's Inn to speak in the tent Sunday afternoon. I must get off this mail matter before I can tell what to do. Elder Haskell, you may be interested to hear that several have embraced the truth in Wall's End. Sister Wilson is quite encouraged. Elder Starr says the wife of a sea captain has embraced the Sabbath. Her sister also is on the point of deciding in Hamilton. This lady gave £1 before she embraced the Sabbath. Then, after she embraced the Sabbath, she gave £2, and says she will have more money soon to give. This woman, wife of a captain, is an intelligent woman. Oh, how it makes my heart rejoice to have one soul turn unto the Lord. In 4 weeks our school closes. Then the camp meeting commences in Toowoomba. I pledged myself to go last year, and I do not dare to disappoint them. After this there will be 2 weeks. Then the tents will be pitched, the Lord willing, in East Maitland. If we can see the Lord at work to create an interest in this place, and a church shall be raised up, it will be wonderfully strengthening to our forces. We are made very accountable and responsible in receiving the precious seed, for God requires every one to bring forth the fruit of the seed sown. We see a great work to be done. But I have been up since 1 o'clock, and I must stop. The Lord bless you. The meeting house in Hamilton, we hope, may be finished for dedication before we leave for Toowoomba. It may be that it will not be completed. I cannot get this copied. It must go without copying. Yours in love.